Can we lift our right hand to him and just say thank you? Thank you. You're not a man, oh. You're not a man, oh. You're the one who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, oh. You're not a man, oh. You're the God of everything. No one like you. Can we leave our hand? You're not a man. No. You're not a man. No. You're the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. No. You're not a man. No. You're the God of everything. No one like you. No one, no one like you. Jesus, no one like you.
No one like you.
No one like you. It is no one like you.
No one like you.
No one like you.
Master, you are the God
of everything.
No one like you.
No one like you.
No one like you.
No one like
you.
Jesus, no one like you.
No one like you.
No one like you. No one like you.
No one like you.
No one like you. We my own. No one like you.
Master, you are the God,
the God of everything. No one like you. Hands lifted up. Can we lift our worship to him? No one like you. No one like you. No one like you. We thank you. We magnify your name. No one like you. No one like you, no one like you, no one like you. My Father, my Lover, my King, my Master. Elema Koli Mekaria, Ariatala. Ekerebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb I'm not living here the same way I came today. I am receiving help. I am receiving help. I am receiving help. I am receiving help. I give you thanks. I give you glory. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Have your seat in God's presence. Last week we were here laying a solid foundation about the relationship with the Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoyed the Holy Spirit during the week. Hello. Can I take a testimony? Any testimony about that? Anybody quickly? I don't have time. Anybody? Because in church, when you ask questions, people say yes, so that the pastor will continue. Okay, can I quickly take one? You have a mic. Okay, just take. Can you give testimony from there, and we move on?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to thank God for my elder brother. He was struggling with visa for some weeks now, but during the week, I want to glorify the God, the name of the Lord. The visa came out and everything was successful.
Amen. We thank God. Can you keep wrong? Do you have an extra mic there? Okay.
Can we do that quickly? Another 1 minute or 2 minutes. Please don't pass mic in the church. Give it to the person. Hallelujah. It's COVID-19 time.
Praise
don't
the Lord.
Exchange mics.
Praise the Lord.
Please.
I was a little bit worried about my son's husband, you know, where. So, as I was praying, God directed me that I should go and meet our chairman, the chairman of our company. So, I checked him for the first time. He wasn't around. The second time, then I met him. So, I told him, look. He said, is that the reason why you came? You would have charged me. He said, I should go back to my seat. So, before I get back to my seat, he transferred the husband, which is 140.
Okay. Praise the Lord. That's true. Number three.
I would just like to praise the name of the Lord. My mother went for a mammogram organized by the church in Apo. When the result came, they said they detected something that looked like cancer on the left breast. We said, okay, go and do another one. By the time she went, they said, no, it's not the left, it's on the right. And then we just started praying that, Lord, all this confusion, you are the God that brings forth wisdom, you are the God that brings forth knowledge. And whatever it is, we reject any evil report. By the time she went for the biopsy, they came back and they said, no report of cancer whatsoever.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Please go with me. We've laid a foundation. Oh, one more person. Okay, can we quickly do that? In church, if you have testimony, register. We have time for testimonies. But since you have not been sharing, I decided to do this today. Okay, quickly, 1 minute again.
Praise the living Jesus. The Lord has been so faithful. I think for the past 10 years, I have not received help. Help, favor has been coming from everywhere, every area of my life. God has been blessing me from last week to this week.
Yep.
The Lord has been so faithful. For the last 10 years, I've never received any help, but God has been so faithful. I cannot even explain.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Can we just say, Holy Spirit, we thank you. Can we just thank you? Holy Spirit, good morning. Thank you for various testimonies we have heard. Thank you for your preparation for more this week. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. John 14, from verse 15 to 18. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. You know him. You know him. I will send you another helper. Listen, if I say I will send you another thing, it might be another thing of another kind. I give you a car. You don't like the car. Or I give you a Marwa. You don't like it. I say, I will send you another one. I can decide to send you a car. When I send you a car, it's another one of another kind. Do you understand? Another, in the Greek word here, where the Bible says, I will send you another helper, is another helper of the same kind. I am going. I have been your helper thus far. I will send you another helper of my nature, of my kind. Just as I helped you when I was with you, that helper will help you with the same power when he is with you. When God said, Jesus said, I was sending you another helper, he was not sending another helper of another substance, of another nature, of another weakness. He is sending a helper of his own power, of his own nature, that can make available everything that Jesus can make available for us. So the Holy Spirit is another helper like Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the faithful helper that helped Jesus throughout his existence and his living on earth. The Holy Spirit helped Jesus throughout his ministry on earth. And the Holy Spirit is the promised helper for believers. Let me share an answer. Let me give you something. Somebody was talking to me about his uncle that was highly placed in government. He said, but when I go to him, he said, you don't need to see me. When you come, see the PA. Anything you want, the PA will do for you. He said, but Oga, I don't like the PA. How can my uncle be telling me not to see him, that I should see the PA? Why? Because of that, I decided not to go to his office again. That is the mistake most of us are making. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. How can God limit our coming to him, to Jesus? That is where other religion miss it. Just like that lady or that guy stopped going to his brother, his uncle, because he didn't like the PA. That is where other religions are missing. And Christians are missing it where Jesus said, I will send you another helper. Jesus, we want to come to you. Jesus, do it for us. And Jesus said, I have sent you another helper of my nature, of my power, of my kind, of my substance. Relate with him. And students are saying, no, I don't like people follow that anointing. People say different words. People are mimicking the Holy Spirit. People are misrepresenting. Wait till be your business with that. Your own is that the promised provision for God's help for you after Jesus left is the Holy Spirit. Whether you like him or not, listen to me. If you are a member of this church, part of the thing that God will deliver to you, will deliver it to you through your pastor. If you like, don't like me. If you like, hate me. If you don't accept the messenger, you can't accept the message. It is not by qualification. It is not by who I am. It is by what God called me to do. Some of you are missing what you should get from the Holy Spirit because of some experiences of the past, because of what you have seen in some people, because of what you have heard, because you have been wrongly taught. If the man say go to the PA, go to the PA and get what you want. What is your issue? And on earth, the Holy Spirit has been made available for your help. The one that has the Holy Spirit does not run a task getter for help, because he has help already made available for him. Brethren, today I want us to see the ministry and the help of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus as an example that if you are not to anything as a Christian on earth, you must have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, who is a person, who is God, and is God's provision for your help. Lift your right hand up and say, Holy Spirit, you are God's provision for my help. In any way I've misunderstood you, please forgive me. Reveal yourself to me today. Holy Spirit, you are God's provision for my help. May I not go against your will. May I not go against your instruction. Holy Spirit, you are my helper and God's provision for my help. Holy Spirit, everything that God has freely given, you are the one that knows it. Holy Spirit, the plan of God, the will of God for my life, you are the one that knows it. Reveal them to me. Reveal them to me. Reveal them to me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you grew up in a traditional church like me, where we make fun of others, when it comes to the things of Holy Spirit, calm down this morning. You have lost a lot. You have done yourself, Nigerian English. You have gone against yourself. It's time to enjoy God's provision for your help. Let's go through the life of Jesus, and you will discover that the Holy Spirit was a helper throughout the whole life of Jesus. Throughout the ministry of Jesus on earth, the Holy Spirit was a helper through us. If Jesus himself needed the help of the Holy Spirit, how much more you? Number one, at the birth of Jesus, Jesus was conceived by the help of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was conceived by the help of the Holy Spirit. Luke 1:35. I think this one we all know. And the angel answered him, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Even the birth of Jesus came about by the help of the Holy Spirit. So if you want to birth a new thing, if you want to start a new thing, and you do it without the Holy Spirit, it's a recipe for disaster. Even when God wanted to come on earth to save us, it was the Holy Spirit that birthed him. You leave the house without the Holy Spirit? You leave the house without talking to him? Oh, because we do not carry everything. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless can we bear? Oh, because it's a Christian mumu that does not commit his way to the Holy Spirit at the beginning of the day. His day will be anyhow. When the Holy Spirit is with you in the day cannot be anyhow. The enemy might meant it to be anyhow, but he will straighten it up for you. So the birth of Jesus was by the help of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what? The Holy Spirit was involved in the growth of Jesus into maturity and manhood. Luke chapter 2. Let's read verse 40 and 48 to 52. Verse 40. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. He was filled with the spirit of wisdom by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the favor of God was upon him. Jump to verse 48. And when his parents saw him after looking for him for days, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress. And he said to them, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must go about in my father's house? Do you not know I must be in my father's house? And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive. There are many people in church, they say they have the Holy Spirit, they are prophets, they are whatever, they are submissive to nobody. But Jesus, our perfect example, was submissive to the parent, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart. At 12, he was asking questions that elders could not answer. Why? The power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helped him in growth. To become a man. If the Holy Spirit help him into maturity. Number 3. Luke chapter 3, 21 to 22. The Holy Spirit came upon Jesus at his baptism. And when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus was also to be baptized, and was praying, the heaven were opened. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my son, with you I am well pleased. Even at the baptism, the Holy Spirit came upon him, and when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he kick-started his ministry. He did not start the ministry until the Holy Spirit came upon him. Many people have started businesses when they receive no instructions, and they are asking God to help them when they run into trouble. Check the life of Jesus. Everything he did by the power of the Holy Spirit. After the baptism, the Holy Spirit helped him during the temptation. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Are you facing temptation? Are you facing trials? the Holy Spirit is God's provision to help you during your temptation and your trials and your test and your difficulty and your adversity. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from your Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, being tempted. Sir, quickly now. For 40 days being tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during these days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. He was led by the Holy Spirit. He was full of the Holy Spirit. And he was tempted. Listen, sir. I have the Holy Spirit. No challenge. No temptation. No trial. No lie. He was full of the Holy Spirit. He was led of the Holy Spirit. But he was tempted. But the leading of the Holy Spirit provided a way of escape from every temptation, from all the trials. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit during temptation, how much more you? Throughout the life of Jesus, all through, he enjoyed the help of the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Let's take 14 and 18. 14 and 18. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And a report about him went out throughout all the surrounding country. Jump to verse 18. And Jesus said the Spirit, jump, verse 17, go back to 17. Let's take 17 and 18. 17 and 18. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. That's Isaiah 61. He found the place, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to perform liberty to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. The public ministry of Jesus was accompanied and accomplished by the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. That was Jesus' work. Is your work accomplished by the power of the Holy Spirit? Are you a teacher? Do you teach by the power of the Holy Spirit? Or you teach by lesson notes? Nothing wrong in lesson notes. The lesson note is the minimum standard for everybody. He must be able to come by the power of the Holy Spirit. Enter the class and look at him. Aduke, what is wrong with you? See me after class. You enter the class. The Lord show you somebody that has a problem at home. The Lord show you somebody that has issues with court in his school. The Lord show you that you have become somebody that everybody is running away from. And you are a teacher. You are not teaching to collect salary. You are teaching to make impact for the kingdom of God. Check your ways. You are not working for salary. You are working to establish the kingdom of God on earth. And you need the power of the Holy Spirit to help you. The Holy Spirit is not what you abandon on Sunday. And Monday to Saturday, you live your life anyhow. And you come on Sunday as if you are in the toilet. Monday to Saturday, what have you done? No wonder nobody follows you to church. People that walk with you say, if this is how a Christian is, may I never be one. What is the essence of Holy Spirit that you have? You are speaking in tongues, disturbing people with your tongues, but your life and your character has not changed. That is not the Holy Spirit. He transforms lives. Jesus' public ministry was by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you remember Acts chapter 10, verse 38? How the Holy Spirit anointed Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Even the miracles that Jesus did, he did by the power of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 12:28. Matthew 12:28. But if it is by the Spirit of God I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When Jesus was being accused, you did it by Beelzebub. We don't know. He went to Kitikupa to collect this. He went to Ghana. He went to whatever. He went to this place and collected power. That's why he did all this. And he came and said, the kingdom that stand up against itself cannot stand. But if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out demons and do my miracles, the kingdom of God has come upon you. Do you want the miraculous in your life? Do you want things to change? Do you want transformation? Do you want your life to be different? It is by the power of Holy Spirit. It is not by religiosity. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Anything outside the Holy Spirit is fake. Anything outside the Holy Spirit will end in disgrace. Anything outside the Holy Spirit lacks life. Even Jesus himself, the Son of God, did not do anything on earth without the Holy Spirit. He can do without the Holy Spirit. He is God. But he was doing this to show you an example. That if I myself will do by the Holy Spirit, do everything by the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. Should I repeat myself? He can do everything without the Holy Spirit. He is God. That he was setting an example for you. He came to save men and setting an example for the standard by which men will live. And you can do without the Holy Spirit. I have made you too small in my life. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in the life that you are to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my fault and show yourself strong. If I do without you, I am damned. I'll be wasted. I'll become nothing. No wonder my life is like this. No wonder I am ordinary. Because I'm not engaging you, Holy Spirit. I am not engaging you. Help me. Help me. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Even the work of Jesus, the atoning work of Jesus, through his death was accomplished by the help of the Holy Spirit. Even the death of Christ on the cross was accomplished by the power of the Holy Spirit. On the cross he was helped by the Holy Spirit. Remember, in the Garden of Gethsemane he almost gave up, but the Holy Spirit strengthened him. And the Holy Spirit is in you, and the Holy Spirit is by your side. And you are ordinary. How much more will the hand blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself, Jesus shed his blood, he offered himself through the eternal Spirit. Listen to me. Even anything you do for God that you do in your strength without the power of the Holy Spirit, you will fail there. Even Jesus on dying on the cross, look at how much more with the blood of Jesus, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience, and from dead works to serve the living God. The blood of Jesus was shed by the help of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. Even your specific assignment and purpose, the reason for which you were created, that you came to the world to do, you can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Learn from Jesus. Did you know he died by the Holy Spirit? Did you remember what happened? He resurrected by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:11. Romans 1:4. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit who raised Jesus, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life. He will quicken. He will give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 1:4. And he was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by what? By resurrection from the dead. Whatever is dead in any area of your life, let them resurrect by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You don't need to wait for anybody to declare that for you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. And he can bring to life anything that is dead in you. Enough of the religion that makes you gather to a pastor to declare for you. Declare before coming. And let the pastor also declare. Hello, are we here? Even the church did not start without the Holy Spirit. Don't start. Stay somewhere and pray until the promise of the Father comes. In Acts chapter 2 from verse 1, the promise of the Father came and the church started. But nowadays we start churches without the power of the Holy Spirit. We start services without the power of the Holy Spirit. We go on evangelism without the power of the Holy Spirit. We do everything without. In fact, Billy Graham once said, the modern church, if the Holy Spirit is taken away, 90% of what they are doing will still continue, and they will never know that the Holy Spirit is not around. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. Jesus said, I'm going so that I will send you another helper. That means Jesus is saying, while I was on earth, the Holy Spirit helped me while I was on earth. And now that I am leaving you, he will help you too. Don't do anything until he comes upon you. What Jesus was telling them is that when I was on earth, the Holy Spirit was the one that helped me. After I've left, don't do anything until he comes. Learn from me. Jesus saying, learn from me. I didn't start ministry until the Holy Spirit came upon me. Don't start anything. I am not talking about ministry alone. Because we are talking about Holy Spirit, people think about ministry.
Don't do anything in your life without the power of Holy Spirit, without the direction of Holy Spirit. It will be a waste of time, a waste of energy, a waste of resources, a waste of money, and it went in pain. That everybody is doing something does not mean it's time for you to do. You need the direction of the Holy Spirit. In other words, Jesus is saying, in other words, if Jesus was dependent on the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish great things on earth, we should depend on Him also. We should depend on Him also. The Holy Spirit is available for greater things in our lives. We are going to pray. But before I pray, I want to share with you four things. Four relationships between the Holy Spirit and Jesus. We've seen all what the Holy Spirit did in the life of Jesus. Luke chapter 1 verse 2. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. Luke chapter 4 verse 1. 4. And we pray. We pray quickly. Number 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Please walk on this TV. Please. So number 2 things written there. Number 1, Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. In life, be led by the Holy Spirit. Can we say, I will be led? Say from today, I will not do anything. Hello, are you talking? Are you speaking? Lift your right hand up. Let's speak together. Say from today. Lift your right hand up. Let me see your hand. It is not punishment. Lift your hands up. Say from today, I will be led by the Holy Spirit. I will not take a step. I will not make a decision without the help of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's look at Romans 8:14. Romans says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God. Jesus, Son of God, was led by the Holy Spirit. Number 2, in the same Luke chapter 4 verse 1, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was full of the Holy Spirit. Number 1, be led by the Spirit. Number 2, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 2, the Spirit came upon them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke in tongues. The Spirit of God giving them utterance. Number 3, be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. A man that is not empowered cannot face demons. Ask the 70 sons of Sceva. They were children of pastors. Their father was a priest. But they couldn't do it. Number 3, be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Number 4, be anointed by the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10, verse 28. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed. For the Lord God was with him. For the Lord God was with him. Luke chapter 14, 17 and 18. Luke 14, 17 and 18. Quickly, can we take this? And at that time, Luke 4. 17 and 18. Luke 4. And the scroll of a prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. I told you it's Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Leave the scripture there. We are going to pray, and this is what's going to happen in our midst in the next few minutes. In the name of Jesus, are you here? Stand up on your feet. Let's pray together. There is something that makes me come into your presence. There is something that makes me come into your presence. I'm not going to sing it in a normal way where I sing and you respond. You will sing everything yourself if something brought you to His presence. Are you here? Are we here? We'll take that until if I change the song, I change. If I don't, I will raise the prayer point and wonderful things will start happening here. Are we ready? Lift your hands. Can we take the song again?
There is something that makes me come into your presence. My helper, there is something that will make me run into your presence. My helper, my helper, my helper, my helper, my helper. There is something.
One more instruction. See, if you go to hospital, you know, when you get to hospital early, they give you a card. You sit down, and when everything is normal, they call you in. Number one comes in. Number two comes in. Abi, is that what happens? Have you been to a hospital before where some people carry somebody in quickly and say, doctor, doctor, help? Have they ever told them to carry number, take number before? What do I? They will overtake everybody and enter the consulting room and they will treat them. And the person that came early will still be seated. That is the case here now. Some are taking number, some are desperate and getting it. Hey, which one is your own? Which one is your own? Some are waiting for instruction. Some are already in the power of the Spirit already. Which one is your own? All I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you. All I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you. Jesus. We have looked at the life of Jesus, and throughout all his life, he was helped. Some of us will have to go and start from the beginning again, because we are living our Christian life upside down. We have not laid the right foundation of the Holy Spirit. But listen, for relationship between the Holy Spirit and Jesus, he was led, he was filled, he was empowered, he was anointed. No wonder he was able to achieve all those things on earth.
if you must achieve great things in the Holy Spirit now, those four relationships you will have, you must be led by the Spirit. You must be filled with the Spirit. You must be empowered by the Spirit. You must be anointed by the Spirit. Not for ministry, for life. It is not for ministers. You are a minister also. It is for children of God. Hello, are we here? The help you are asking for today, now, is to be led, to be filled, to be empowered, to be anointed. As we are here, many people are at different stages of it. Some are just interested and being led. They are not filled. Some are filled, they are not empowered. Some are empowered, they are not anointed. Some are anointed, they are not breaking through. But as you pray these five prayers, five, Jesus will be opening doors. Holy Spirit opening doors for us. You know the five prayers? Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, anoint me. Are you ready? Are you waiting for somebody? Are you ready? So the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me, lead me, fill me, empower me, anoint me, anoint me, anoint me, lead me, lead me, fill me, empower me, anoint me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, Holy Spirit, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, Holy Spirit, help me, lead me, empower me, anoint me, fill me, oh Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your hands towards your altar. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Cast me not away from your presence. Love. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore us the joy of my salvation. Let me feel thy Spirit. Let the Spirit of God breathe upon you. Let the Spirit of God breathe upon you. Let the Spirit of God breathe upon you. Let the Spirit of the Lord breathe upon you. In the name of Jesus, anything that has dried up in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit, let them come back to life now. Let them come back to your life now. Let them come back to life now. Every tree representing you that have dried up, let it come back to life now. Let it fall. Let it blossom. Let it bloom. Let it bloom. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Isaiah 32:15. Isaiah 32:15. Can we all read together until? Are you here? Breathe in, breathe out. Let's take this. We'll pray with this. Can you read this? Let's go. 1, 2, go. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and a fruitful field. I don't know how your life looks like a wilderness. It is the Holy Spirit that converts the wilderness to a forest. Hello, are you here? Many people are asking for things that only the Holy Spirit can do, and they are saying, I don't want the relationship with the Holy Spirit. You can't have it without Him. We come here by the power of the Spirit. Whatever has dried up in your life like a dry tree, let the tree begin to blossom. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Any part of your life that is not producing according to kind, any part of your life that is not productive according to time, any part of your life that is not productive against expectation, today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let them begin to produce. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lift your two hands. Say, Holy Spirit, help me this week. Help me to know you better. Let me come back with a testimony of your goodness and your greatness. Do great and mighty things. You help Jesus. You are the one that helped Jesus. Help me. Help me. Tell him areas of your life where you need them. Tell him. Tell him one after the other. Where you need them. Tell him one after the other. We thank you. We glorify your name. Can you bow down your heads? You are here. You have not given your life to Christ. The Holy Spirit is not yours. He can't dwell in you. All these things will work. Only works for the children of God. Those who have given their life to Him. You are here. You want to give your life to Christ. So that the Holy Spirit will lead you. He will fill you. He will empower you. He will anoint you. He will help you just like He helped Jesus. Wherever you are, can you raise your hand up? Anybody, raise your hand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the help of Holy Spirit that is made available. We exalt your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.